The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey there, the following episode is a little rough. I know it says there's an explicit tag there on the podcast anyway, so most of you are pretty familiar with the fact that it gets a little cussy around here at times. However, this episode is a little different. We have taken our advertisers out of this one, and there's not a song featured in this one. And the reason being is that the language in this is going to get, like I said, a little rough. And the reason I'm doing this is I don't want anybody to feel that they've been associated with that particular moment in time. This deals with a couple of topics that are, well, frankly, quite sensitive in nature. So if you're easily offended by words like the C word, the F word, the N word, the B word, the, oh, any of the words, you might want to find something else to listen to. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. This is episode number 174. You might want to write that down. Write down 174. Find a piece of paper, put it on there. The reason why is that this is probably going to be one of those episodes that really, it really does something. I don't normally do this. Those of you who download this show through iTunes are fully aware that this show contains explicit language. I don't use explicit language that often. I certainly don't do it just for the sake of doing it. If it comes out through the natural course of a conversation, I will use it. But this one's going to be a little different. I'll tell you that. Because there's a lot of things that have happened. And I've wanted to get into this. And I probably would have backed away from this topic had it not been for some very recent developments. And by the time this airs, there may have been even more. But there's a thing out there. Those of you who know me know that there's a rule that I live by as an entertainer, as a broadcaster, as a person of this business. And that is this. If you say something, you own it. Flat out. If it comes out of your head, you own it. We've all made those mistakes. We've all said things that was like, oh, that's not what I meant. I shouldn't have said it quite like that. I didn't mean to, to take it that angle. That was misinterpreted. There's those little gray areas in our language where trouble can arise. And when it happens, it's a quick step back. I'm sorry you didn't quite understand exactly what I was going to. Perhaps I didn't communicate it in the way that I meant to. That would be the apology. But as an artist, there is a certain onus that rests upon our shoulders where we have to be very careful, but we have to be prepared for the things that come out of our heads. This episode is going to be a little bit different. Well, first of all, I'm going to own everything that is said. It is not happening live. It's happening in a recorded fashion. And I'm not going to edit anything. And I will tell you this right now. Here we are about 3 minutes into this thing. And I will tell you this. There will not be any apologies. And there will not be any censoring or editing, unless there's a technical issue. The language I will use in this episode is going to be explicit. And it's probably going to be offensive to some people. I don't care. I really don't give a shit. I'm going to say some things in this episode that will probably upset some people if it was taken into the wrong context. Let me explain. Kathy Griffin. End of story. Good night, everybody. Not quite like that. No. This woman is a comedian. She took a photograph. We've all seen it. I'm not going to rehash that. At the time of her taking the photograph, she was quoted as saying, "We're probably going to have to move to Mexico when this once this goes public because somebody's going to get really pissed off." She probably meant that as sort of a one-off joke, but now that seems to be coming to pass. Not that she's moving to Mexico by any means. And look, you know, Kathy Griffin is a comedian. She's an entertainer. Already, by me mentioning her name, there's been a number of you that have said, she's a bitch. She's a horrible human being. She's a D-list celebrity. What does she care? No, back up. You know her. She's an entertainer. She's a comedian. You don't have to like her. You don't even have to like her material. You might like her as a person, but don't like her material. You might like her material, but don't like her as a person. It doesn't matter, does it? The fact of the matter is that she made a statement that a lot of people got really butthurt about. I'm going to walk a very fine line here. The two-edged sword, if you will. And I'm willing to take a cut. Why not? It's what you do when you walk an edge of a line like this. When you take a stab at something, you're going to get cut. You play with knives, you get cut. You play with fire, you get burned. I'm willing in this episode to lay it out on there. Lay it all out there. Why not? You know, whatever. Here's the bottom line of this. Kathy Griffin is an entertainer. We all know this. Whether you're entertained by her or not means nothing. But this is who she is. This is what she does. She made the decision to have a photograph taken of her wearing my cohort in the morning, Kate Lucas, referred to as a pussy blouse or pussy knot, I think is what it was. I'm not really hip to the girls' fashions. Don't tend to wear them. And she's holding in her right hand the severed head of a mannequin that happens to resemble the 45th President of the United States of America. And it's covered in blood. There was no text associated with the photograph. There was no graphic representation of an explanation as to what this was. The photograph was what it was. A picture speaks 1,000 words. This one spoke 1,000,000. Boy, it upset a lot of people. It also amused a lot of people. Oh, but the media had to jump into this, and everybody went crazy. I saw it when it happened. When it was released, it happened to show up. Somebody got their hackles all up in an uproar, and out came this picture, and I saw it. I'm like, just toss it off. It's what it is. It wasn't particularly funny to me. Personally, which frankly doesn't matter. It was done, obviously, as a piece of art. And, of course, out come the hounds, led by the 45th President of the United States of America, who took to Twitter with it. And, you know, you got to remember, he's upset that Alec Baldwin portrays him on Saturday Night Live. So, yeah, he's going to be a little butthurt about it. And, of course, he drags his kid into this, which I have my doubts about that. But that's just my personal opinion. When you are the President of the United States of America, you are subject to being a punchline of a joke, whether bad or good. If you are a celebrity of any type of sort, you are the subject of being a punchline, whether bad or good. If a person like me, who's really not that big of a celebrity at all, had made that same photograph, the Secret Service would have been tapping on my shoulder and would have said, "Excuse me, Mr. Cheddar, we'd like to discuss this photograph of yours. Is there any nefarious reason why this was taken?" And it would have been, no, it's just like it's a thing. And away it would have gone. That's that. Somebody got pissed off, somebody got worked up, and that's the end of it. The job of the Secret Service is, of course, to protect the health of the guy in the office. Whether they like him or not means nothing. It's what everybody has to remember. But every facet, every angle of this, it doesn't matter whether you like the president or like the comedian or hate both of them or hate one and like the other or vice versa. It makes no matter. immediately people went through the fucking roof and went crazy about it. And they said, hey, we can't have this. This is insulting. There were even there were Democrats, people that don't support the president, that were saying, "Oh, you know, it's Kathy Griffin, girl. She just went over the, she went across the line. She shouldn't have done that." Yeah, that happened. Now, the following words coming out of my head, I own. I support what she did. I support what Kathy Griffin did. She's an artist. That's why I support it. She's an artist. She's an entertainer. She's a comedian. You don't have to like it. You don't even have to look at it. The fact of the matter is, she did it, and it happened. Now, at that point, this is where things get a little weird, at least for me. In the past, perhaps you've heard me talk about this very thing. It's sort of an annoyance. It's a pet peeve of mine. When a celebrity or a comedian or somebody of note makes a thing, like Kathy did, and releases it, and all of a sudden the backlash comes back, and all of a sudden it's like this pitchforks and torches, and we've got to go kill the monster and drag them down into the village. What happens, and a lot of times, is that that person who was involved directly in the making of this thing, in this case, we'll talk, we're not going to make excuses here, it was Kathy. Kathy apologized. I think that she should not have done that. She should have owned it. That's my personal opinion. She should have said, she should have come out and said, yeah, you're goddamn right, I did it. The man's a monster. Or whatever she, whatever her point of view was in this piece, which was, like it or not, it was an act of art. She should have said, yeah, we sat down, we discussed it, we thought this through. We knew that there were going to be people that were going to be pissed off. You know what? Fuck you, I did it. Now, she apologized because that's a natural response. Oh, I hurt somebody's feelings. She's not that kind, that type of person that does inflammatory type of humor that way. I know somebody's going, oh, bro, you're so raw. Sarah Palin came out and slammed her and said that she's been mercilessly attacking children for years, which is bullshit. Consider that source. And pardon me for saying it. Actually, don't pardon me for saying it. I will say it anyway. Sarah Palin is a cunt. What does she know? Kathy Griffin did what she did. Then she apologized. And when that happened, I knew the second that happened, when she apologized, I said, they're going to come after her. They're going to attack her. They're going to take her while her defenses are down, because that apology is just that. The walls are down. Let's traverse the moat and let's go after her. There's really a couple of things here. First of all, And if Kathy is listening, honey, I'm with you, honey. I've got your back on this. It may not sound like it right now, but you know, perhaps I do. I'm there for you. Give me a call. We'll chat. Had she used, this was the thought that came to me. Had she had used, apologies aside, instead of the head of the 45th president of the United States covered in blood, let's just say, for example, she had used a likeness of Alec Baldwin dressed as the 45th president of the United States covered in blood. You know what would have happened? It would have still been a beautiful piece. It would have been an absolutely tremendous piece. What would have happened was that every Republican in the United States of America, and indeed across the world, they would have applauded her, because they would have missed the fucking punchline. They would have missed the joke. They've already missed the joke here. Alec Baldwin, by the way, has stepped up and defended her. Unless he should. He agreed with her. He wrote, Kathy, fuck 'em. Fuck 'em all. No one believes you meant to threaten Trump. Trump is such a senile idiot. All he has is Twitter fights, unquote. Yeah. Screw Alec Baldwin, bro. He hates America. No, he's an entertainer. He's trying to make a statement here. He has every right to say this because he portrays the 45th president of the United States on television, and he makes a mockery of it. Alec Baldwin continued. He said, ignore him, quote unquote. Like the leaders of all the other countries of the world, ignore him. I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant what Alec did. My hat's off. My head's off to Alec for defending this because he's right. He wouldn't go out and apologize for this. Now look, here's the scenario. What would you do in this situation? We've seen time and time again, there's been entertainers that have made some sort of snarky remark on Twitter or Facebook or wherever, and somebody gets their tits in a ringer about it, and they all freak out, and then somebody caves in and goes, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. It was a lapse in judgment. No, fuck you. You said it. Own it. Kathy, love you, honey, but own it. That's what has to be done. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is I wasn't going to devote the entire show to Kathy Griffin because a second incident occurred. Unrelated as it might be. But a second an unrelated incident occurred. It occurred with Bill Maher over at HBO, the show Real Time. As of the taping of this, the show was still on the air. Bill Maher apologized for something he said during that show. Now, granted, the show is live, so yeah, okay. And what he said was really, if you understood where it's coming from and the context by which it was used, it was a pretty funny bit. In fact, there were members of the entire audience was laughing when they heard this. Now, this is where I will lay down this warning because I'm trying to be a responsible broadcaster here, but I'm about to use some very strong language in the form of a quote. Let me paint the picture for you before we get any further than this. You see, Bill Maher had a politician on his show, Real Time, which it's on HBO. It's a late night show, right? It's live. He had on there one of his guests. I didn't see the show. I'm assuming it's the first guest that he has. It's not at the desk. It's the right after his monologue. He usually brings out somebody, and it's usually some political noblest or somebody who is of note, I should say. He was talking with Senator Ben Sasse, I believe is his name, Ben Sasse or Ben Sasse, S-A-S-S-E, Ben Sasse. He's a Republican out of Nebraska. And they were talking about the senator's book, The Vanishing American Adult, which explored why today's young people are unable to survive in a competitive global economy, it says here. Well, the conversation had drifted to Halloween and how dressing up is no longer just a children's tradition. The senator said that adults don't do that quite as much in his state because it's frowned upon. And in response, Bill Maher said he should visit Nebraska more. And the senator said this, quote, we'd love to have you work in the fields with us, unquote. Bill Maher said this. This is what got him in trouble. Quote, work in the fields? Senator, I'm a house nigger. He raised up both of his hands when he said it. No, he went on to say, it's a joke, unquote. Well, he used this word. He used a word that causes a lot of anxiety for some folks. It's part of the American language. It's part of the lexicon. It's not proper to use, certainly while referring to another individual. That is a horrible thing to do. But he didn't. He just used it. He named himself. Well, what did he do? He came out and he apologized. This, of course, is after the audience had cheered. A smiling senator here didn't say a thing. And the conversation just kept right on going. HBO called Bill Maher's remarks, quote, inexcusable and tasteless, unquote, and said the cable network will remove that segment from future airings of the show. Did anybody did Did anybody ever go after The Sopranos for using that? That show aired on HBO, right? And I know there were characters who said that word. They said it. I was a fan of The Sopranos. Still am. I love it. I have the box set. I don't know which episode it was. It may have been several. I know it was several. That word was used. Was anybody ever after the writers? Were they ever after James Gandolfini or whoever may have uttered that word as a point of context as an actor? Oh, is it different now because he's an actor? Is that what this is? Bill Maher, like him or not, is an entertainer. He's a comedian. He's a very funny man. His niche that he has carved lies within the realms of politics. And he's very good at it. Even if you hate the guy, you have to admit that he's good at what he does.
Ah, no, he sucks, bro. He's a liberal faggot.
See how that works? These are just words. These are words that are laid on to people as though it is some sort of oppressive yoke around someone's neck. I used the O word there, the oppressive word. Somebody will probably have a problem with that. But that's not what I'm saying here. Everything that I have said so far is not meant to stir any pot more than it is for those that are listening to open up their own minds for just a minute and understand just how ridiculous this is. This entire situation goes. It's not just Bill Maher. It's not even Kathy Griffin, for God's sake. We are living in a time now where everything everybody is so hypersensitive and everything becomes such a hot button. And those of you listening to this that are in this business, that are in the entertainment business, you say what you have to say. God damn it, it's the First Amendment. It's the freedom of expression. You want to be satirical? Be satirical. Think it through. If you do it, own it. And never, ever apologize for it. I know for a fact that over the past 22 minutes, I have said something that has probably offended somebody. If you're offended by this, go fuck yourself. Go somewhere else.
Well, it's just locker room talk. Donald Trump said on the bus with Billy Bush, you know, I got to grab people by the pussy. That's just locker room talk. It wasn't meant to be broadcasting stuff.
You know, Billy Bush and his people attached a microphone to Donald J. Trump prior to that interview being taped. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been around a lot of microphones, and especially right now, and it's very calculated what comes out of one's face when you're wearing one or when you're in the presence of one. You think this particular episode is just happening that way? No. It's calculated. If you're offended by any of this, like I said, go fuck yourself. If you're offended by that, great. What are you going to do about it? Sue me? Get me fired? What? You know what offends me? Nobody's done anything about the fact that we've spent 16 years in Afghanistan. For what? I've met a lot of good people that have come back from that hellhole and are fighting for that. For what? What the fuck are they fighting for? Are they fighting over religion or are they fighting over money? Are they fighting over land? Are they fighting for what? What? Why are we there?
Said terrorism because...
Guess what, kids? Terrorism is not going to stop. And all this is tied together. If you think that I'm drawing these wild conclusions, I'm not. It's all very, very well tied together. The terrorist that attacked Manchester, the Ariana Grande show. Born and bred, British. Yeah. The second largest, not the largest, but this is the first largest attack on American soil, of course, was the 9/11 thing. Of course, the second, I guess, would be Pearl Harbor, and that was a time of war. In our modern times, post-World War II, the largest event after 9/11 was Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City at the Murrah building when he destroyed it. And I don't recall him being from anywhere else but the United States. So before we start dragging in more political issues and muddying up the waters even further than what it is, it stops there. Because beyond that, all of us here in the United States of America, some 350 million plus Americans that live here, and not just Americans, there are people from other countries that live here. Well, there's foreigners here. There's immigrants here. I know. I'm married to one. These people have a voice. And the First Amendment to the Constitution to the United States of America guarantees that right. Freedom of expression. Freedom to say what you want to say.
It's hate speech, bro.
I know, hate speech is not guaranteed under the First Amendment. I don't recall anything that we've talked about during the course of this episode to be anything about hate speech. In fact, this is the first time I've used that word during this episode, was hate. So, where do we stand? Well, we stand in the same place we stood 2 weeks before this happened. We're all still here. We're all still doing our thing. We're all living our lives. The world hasn't stopped spinning. Price of gas may have gone up or down, depending on where you are. Every day we all keep going, doing our same grind. We're all bitching about the same things or different angles of the same things. It's all there. And some redhead entertainer stood there with what appeared to be the decapitated head of a president. And everybody lost their fucking minds. And yet there's so many other things that we should be worried about. It's all about perspective, isn't it? It's all about perspective.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
But if we want to change that, if you want to be a strong society, you have to be able to confront the things that anger you. Anger and fear work hand in hand. And if you're afraid to talk about these things because, oh, we're just going to hurt someone's feelings, then bullshit. Then go away. Life is about getting hurt. It's about moments of pain. It's about moments of joy. It's about moments of ecstasy. It's moments of bliss. It's moments of sorrow. It's moments of mourning. It's all of these things. It isn't just unicorns and puppies and rainbows and shit like that. But by God, oh, we gotta play more Eagle records because it's safe. It's safe. That's what everything had to be. Was safe. There's nothing safe about this.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Usually, at this point of the program, we set up and get into a tune. There's no tune in this one. I wanted to avoid throwing a band into this one because I know that this particular episode, for the lack of a better term, was a bit inflammatory. It would probably cause some consternation. I don't necessarily understand. I don't necessarily know what maybe the political leanings or what the personal leanings of one artist is to another, as opposed to the things that we've talked about today. And I didn't want them to just blindly assume that we just associated with them with, you know, how I felt about it, because I know that there's a number of you that probably have disagreed with everything that you just heard so far. And if that is the case, that's the way it goes. You have that right. That's the beauty of it. I'm not asking you to agree with any of this. I'm not asking you to disagree with any of this. All I'm asking you to do is open up your head for a second and think. Think before you open up your mouth. That includes the two main subjects of the show, between Kathy and Bill. They may have not necessarily intended one or the other. I'm not quite sure what was going on. I wasn't there when it happened. But if you're in this business, and I've mentioned it before, you have to think. You have to You have to understand that filter is a kind of an odd thing that goes on in our heads, and some of us are a little more sensitive to it than others. My sensitivity filter has kind of gone away thanks to all the stupid people out there. All hail the morons, if you don't know what I'm talking about. And once again, as the title of this episode indicates, there are no apologies that comes from me. I said what I said. I agree with them, and that is that. If somebody has a problem with it, great, have a problem with it. This goes with anything that you have in this world. If you have a problem with something, have a problem with it. If you're offended by something, by all means, be offended. There's nothing stopping you from any of this. But you have to ask yourself a very important question. If you're going to be offended by something, what are you prepared to do about it? I mentioned earlier, I'm offended by the war in Afghanistan, 16 years in. I'm offended by this. What can I do about it? Seriously, what can I do? I get one vote. I'm one man and one vote, and even that seems to have been hijacked. Well, what can I do? I can bitch about it. I can sit here and run my mouth about things, and some of you are going to go, oh, you're full of shit, bro. You're a piece of shit. What do you know? Call me whatever you want. You can drop me a line. Radioland at PirateRadioStudios.com. Drop me a line. Love to hear from you about it. Which is ironic because I actually thought about doing this episode through Facebook Live. I'm kind of glad I didn't. This would have been very interesting because a lot of the friends that I have in Facebook don't really think much about this show. I can tell you that right now. I live in a very strange world. I have my feet planted in very, very different weird places. There's the people that are friends of mine on Facebook that don't really necessarily understand what I do at Radio Memphis. And then there's those people that don't necessarily know about this show. And then those of you people that are the fans of this show are sitting there going, oh my God, Rick has lost his fucking mind.
He called Sarah Palin a cunt.
I did, and I own it. I offer my criticism. I offer my color commentary.
You can't say color, bro. Somebody's going to be upset.
I don't care. I said things here that I know are hot-button issues, and I did it because I want you people to be educated. Lord have mercy, we have found a cure for ignorance. It's called reading and listening and paying attention. Stupidity, unfortunately, I don't think we can cure. I know the jury is still out on this, but I think in the long run, stupidity is going to be here with humanity. Ignorance, there's no excuse for it. If I could do my part, just a little bit. You don't have to agree with what I said. Find a reason to disagree with me. That is that. It's all that simple. That's all there is to it. So there you go. That's it. I'm done for this time out. You've heard what's coming up next week. In the meantime, please, by all means, take care of yourselves and take care of one another. I mean that. You know that, don't you? And for God's sake, stop shooting each other, will ya? We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.